The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad is a regular current state contributor during basketball and football seasons. You ready for the dance, Joe?
Oh, sure. I'm ready. This is, this is to me the best part about doing this job. It's maybe the most tiring time of year, but I don't think there's a better sporting event than the NCAA tournament.
I'm curious, do you have a chance to breathe between the selections and the start of play, or is it just as crazy here these next couple of days as it has been?
It is pretty crazy, and, you know, especially if Michigan State's in a Thursday, Saturday slate, usually which they are. But the great thing about this year is, you know, it's a simple drive down to the Palace on Wednesday for interviews, and that's a lot better than a Tuesday flight to Seattle or, you know, Spokane or some of the other things that have happened over the years. So, really, this is an easy year, and if Michigan State makes it to the regional, it's a drive to Indy. So, it's good for media who cover Michigan State, and it's good for fans, too, because, if the Spartans play for 2 weekends here, they should have a lot of supporters there.
Michigan State ended up a number 3 seed here in the Midwest. They'll face Valparaiso on Thursday at 12:15. As you write this morning, this has an eerie similarity to 2000 of all years. What are those similarities?
Right. Well, that run did start with Valparaiso. It was a bigger mismatch then. Michigan State was a 1 seed. Valparaiso was a 16, and that was a 65-38 final. I don't think you're going to see that Thursday, but that, and of course, the Palace was part of that run. It was the second weekend. Michigan State played at the Palace. And then, of course, Indianapolis was part of that run, winning the national championship in Indianapolis. And if Michigan State wins 2 games this weekend, it will play there. So, yes, definitely a lot of history. And, you know, history with some of the other things in the region. Louisville and Duke, of course, recently have been, combatants for the Spartans in the tournament. And, so I guess when you go to the tournament for 16 straight years, you're going to start running into some reruns, I guess.
I want to ask you the question your Free Press colleague Drew Sharp answered yesterday, only we'll make it regarding MSU instead of Michigan for you. The question is, what will define a successful run for Michigan State in the tourney?
That's a really good question. I always think that getting out of the first weekend, getting to the Sweet 16, I don't think you can, if you do that, it's hard to call it a failed tournament. So I think you could call it successful, but I still think it would be disappointing if that makes sense, if Michigan State just got to the Sweet 16. I mean, but I think that's sort of the standard, I think that's a good goal for everyone. And then from there, you never know what might happen. But I think this team wants to get to the Final Four and has the talent to get to the Final Four. So I don't think anyone in the basketball building will be happy unless this team gets to Atlanta.
This was curious, too. I read Michigan State is still a top 8 RPI team. That would suggest at least Elite 8.
Well, yeah, if it would, and I think this team is good enough, and you may well see the Michigan State-Duke matchup in the Sweet 16 if both teams avoid upsets this first weekend, and that would be a great game. I mean, I think that would be a really interesting matchup, and I know Seth Davis from CBS last night said that's a bad matchup for Duke. They would not win that. I don't know if I totally agree with that, but I think Michigan State would have a very good chance.
On the heels of their Big Ten tournament championship, I have to ask about Ohio State. If the Buckeyes continue playing the kind of ball they've been playing, how far can they go?
They can definitely go to the Final Four. And, I mean, you look at the regions, most would say their region is the weakest. Their 1 seed is Gonzaga. Their 3 seed is New Mexico. You compare that to Louisville, Duke, Michigan State. I mean, that's a lot weaker on paper, although I personally feel that Gonzaga is going to finally make the Final Four for the first time. But, yeah, Ohio State is playing the best basketball in the Big Ten right now and definitely has a great chance to get to Atlanta.
And what about number 4 seed Michigan? What's a successful run in your view for the Wolverines?
Well, yeah, I think a Sweet 16 is, Michigan hasn't been to the Sweet 16 since 1994. So you put it in that context, I mean, that would still be a breakthrough for John Beilein's program. And I think that would be impressive. I tell you what, if Michigan plays VCU on Saturday, that could be a really interesting game. So, I think if Michigan gets to the Sweet 16, I think that would be a good result for them.
And we quickly want to wish the MSU women good luck tonight in their selection as well. The Free Press's Joe Rexroad. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Mark.